All right, so we're diving into these Chinese summer camps in Beijing, specifically for 2025. We've got this guide here, and it's jam-packed with info for parents. It's not just, a basic overview, though. We're going to try to really pull out what's going to be most helpful for parents who are thinking, is this right for my kid?
Yeah, and what I think is really cool about this guide is it doesn't just talk about learning Chinese, which is obviously a huge part of it, but it really emphasizes the experience of being in Beijing. It's like, yeah, your kid's gonna learn Mandarin, but they're gonna be using it in all these different settings, from historical places to ordering food with their phone. They're gonna be living in that cashless society we hear so much about.
I know, right? Like that image of a kid just whipping out their phone to buy lunch or haggling over some souvenir in a market and all in Mandarin. It's so different from like those textbook scenarios. But okay, before we get too far into the fun stuff, I think it's smart that they address safety concerns right up front.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's got to be the first thing on any parent's mind. Like, is Beijing safe for my kid?
And this guide goes into a lot of detail about the safety measures. They talk about the police presence, how well lit the streets are, and even how the locals are generally very helpful.
Yeah, and they don't just stop there. They even talk about the healthcare system, like having internationally trained doctors, English-speaking staff, and even specific pediatric care. I mean, that's the kind of detail that puts a parent's mind at ease for sure. Okay, so let's say those initial worries are sorted out. What's a typical day at camp actually look like?
So mornings are all about learning the language, but it's not, your traditional classroom. They talk about keeping the groups small so each kid gets a lot of individual attention. And they use a lot of interactive methods too, like even incorporating apps and games, which is great for keeping kids engaged, especially these days.
Right. Makes it fun. And then what about the afternoons? Because it looks like that's when things get really interesting. Definitely. The afternoons are all about these amazing activities. They've got calligraphy, kung fu, traditional crafts. They even mentioned esports tournaments. So it's not just about the language, it's about really experiencing different parts of Chinese culture, both traditional and modern.
And those experiences extend beyond the classroom too, right? With all those excursions they have planned, the Forbidden City, the Temple of Heaven, the Summer Palace, oh, and of course, the Great Wall. It's one thing to see those places in a textbook, but to actually be there.
Exactly. And it's not just about being a tourist either. They really emphasize how they incorporate activities and projects during those trips. Like, imagine your kid bargaining for a souvenir at a market using Mandarin after visiting the Great Wall.
Now that's what I call putting those language skills to the test. And speaking of real-world experiences, we got to talk about the food situation. I mean, Beijing's a foodie paradise.
Oh, absolutely. And this guide does not disappoint on that front. It talks about how important it is for the kids to try all these different kinds of food. It's not just Peking duck, although, come on, who doesn't love Peking duck? They also mention regional specialties like Sichuan hot pots, Cantonese dim sum, even Uyghur food. It's like a whole culinary tour of China built into the program.
And it's not just what they eat, but how they eat, right? That whole cashless society thing.
Oh, yeah, they definitely highlight that. Like, they even mention how street vendors and performers are all using digital wallets and QR codes. Imagine your kid buying street food with their phone. It's a total glimpse into the future. And speaking of the future, that leads us perfectly into the tech side of things.
All right, let's talk tech. Because they really paint Beijing as this digital playground. It's not just QR codes, though. They mention AI-powered services, automated stores, even robot deliveries. It's pretty wild.
It's like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's real. And the guide emphasizes how important it is for kids to be exposed to all that, to help them build those digital literacy skills, which, let's be honest, are just as important as anything else these days.
Totally. It's not just learning Chinese, it's understanding how technology is changing the world. And China's definitely leading the way there. Now, on that note, they also talk about the international atmosphere of Beijing, which is another huge plus.
It's true. They say these summer camps attract students from over 100 countries. So it's an incredibly diverse environment. Imagine your kid making friends with people from all over the world, sharing stories and broadening their horizons in ways they never could back home.
It's got to be such an enriching experience, both academically and socially. Okay, so we've talked about the culture, the technology, but let's circle back to the practical stuff for a minute. Parents are definitely going to want to know about things like accommodation. Like, where do the kids actually live? What's it like?
Yeah, that's key. And the guide addresses that directly. They describe these modern dorm facilities. Air conditioning, common areas, study spaces, high-speed Wi-Fi, all the essentials. Oh, and of course, 247 security, which is definitely reassuring.
That's good to hear. And what about the food at the dorms? Are we talking like mystery meat and soggy vegetables?
Not even close. They actually emphasize the quality and variety of the food. A mix of Western and Chinese cuisine, fresh produce, and even options for dietary restrictions. They really want to make sure the kids are well-fed and energized for all those activities.
Speaking of energy, let's talk about the support system in place. These kids are going to be far from home, so it's important to know what kind of support they'll have, both academically and, you know, just emotionally.
Absolutely. And the guide really dives into that. On the academic side, they mention things like individual tutoring for those who need it, weekly progress assessments, and even access to online resources. They even have language exchange programs. So there are tons of opportunities for the kids to practice and improve their Mandarin.
That's fantastic. And what about keeping those parents back home in the loop? How do they stay connected with their kids?
Well, communication is key, and this guide really highlights that. They talk about sending weekly reports with photos, giving updates on social media so parents can see what their kids are up to, and even offering direct contact with the program coordinators. There are even virtual parent-teacher meetings, so parents can stay involved in their child's progress from afar.
That's so important, especially when there's such a distance involved. Okay, so we've covered the daily schedule, the activities, support system. Let's talk program options and, you know, the all-important costs.
Right. So they outline different program lengths, typically 2, 4, or 6 weeks, with flexible start dates. They don't list specific prices in U.S. dollars, but they do provide a breakdown in Chinese yuan, which is easy enough to convert. And they mention optional weekend activities, which would probably come at an extra cost. So there's definitely some flexibility there.
Makes sense. And speaking of costs, there's one final practical thing we should touch on. Packing. This isn't just a weekend trip. This is going to a completely different culture with a different climate and, you know, social norms.
Absolutely. And the guide has got you covered there too. They provide a super detailed packing list. Everything from essential documents to clothing, protection items like sunscreen and masks, electronics, personal care items, you name it. They even highlight the need for modest clothing for those cultural visits. And very importantly, a 220V adapter. Can't forget that.
Oh, yeah. Good call. They also mentioned some things you can't bring, like certain medications, any political materials, even drones. And they throw in some helpful tips, too, like bringing some local currency, maybe getting a local SIM card, and leaving some space in your suitcase for souvenirs.
All great reminders. And speaking of those souvenirs, I'm curious, what do you think will be the most lasting thing kids bring back from this experience? Like, what's going to stick with them long after they've unpacked their bags?
That's a great question. And it leads us perfectly into the next part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the deeper impact of this whole experience. So we've talked about navigating Beijing, ordering food with your phone, all that fun stuff. But now I want to get into, like, the deeper impact of this whole experience. What are kids actually going to take away from a summer in Beijing?
And that's where I think this guide really stands out, because it goes beyond just the logistics and talks about how transformative this program can be. Like, they've got these really powerful testimonials from past participants. There's one from this girl, Sarah, who went from barely being able to say hello in Mandarin to, like, confidently ordering food and making friends with local kids, all in 6 weeks.
6 weeks. That's amazing. It really shows you just how immersive it is. It's not just about learning vocabulary, you know, it's about using the language in real life every single day.
Yeah. And they talk about how that combination of, like, classroom learning and real world practice is what really accelerates language acquisition. They even mention the specific teaching methods they use, things like task-based learning and communicative language teaching, which basically means they focus more on fluency and actually using the language, not just memorizing grammar rules.
So it's not just about, like, conjugating verbs. It's about actually connecting with people, figuring things out, and really experiencing the culture through the language.
Exactly. And that brings us to another key element, which is cultural immersion. The guide emphasizes that learning Chinese isn't just about the language itself. It's about understanding the values, the customs, the way people think. It's about bridging that cultural gap.
And they do that not just through lessons, but also through those excursions and activities we talked about. Like, imagine a kid learning calligraphy and then using their new skills to write a postcard from the Great Wall. Or maybe even trying to bargain with a vendor at the silk market, all in Mandarin.
It's so cool how they've mixed the traditional and the modern in this program. You know, you've got kids exploring these ancient sites like the Forbidden City one day, and then they're checking out the super high-tech stuff in Zhongguancun the next. It's like they're getting a crash course in the evolution of China, past and present.
And that ties right back into the whole tech aspect we talked about. It's one thing to read about China's digital revolution, but it's a whole other thing to experience it firsthand. Imagine your kid coming home and teaching you how to use a mobile payment app.
Oh, I can totally see that happening. The guide even mentions that some of these programs include workshops on things like coding and robotics.
Yeah.
So kids aren't just using technology, they're learning how to create it. And they're doing it from a Chinese perspective, which is pretty unique.
It's incredible. And all this while being surrounded by kids from like all over the world, that international element is huge. It's not just about learning Chinese. It's about developing a global mindset.
Absolutely. The guide talks about how diverse the community is within these camps, with kids representing over 100 countries. They even organize events and activities specifically to encourage intercultural exchange. Like, imagine a potluck dinner with dishes from all over the world, everyone communicating in their newly acquired Mandarin.
That's such a beautiful image. Okay, so we've got language acquisition, cultural immersion, cutting-edge technology, international exchange. But beyond all those, like, tangible benefits, what do you think is the most valuable thing a kid takes away from this program?
I think it's what the guide calls global competence.
Mm.
Basically, it's the ability to not just understand different cultures, but to actually thrive within them. It's about being adaptable, open-minded, and willing to embrace new experiences.
I love that. It's about building confidence, resilience, and a sense of independence that they can carry with them wherever they go in life. And I think that's what really sets this program apart. It's not just a summer camp. It's an investment in a kid's future.
And it's an investment that goes beyond just, you know, getting into a good college or landing a great job. It's about fostering a love of learning, a sense of adventure, and a deep appreciation for how interconnected our world really is.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Now, I know we've been pretty positive about this program, and rightfully so, but it's important to be realistic. Sending your kid to a foreign country for a whole summer is a big decision. And while this guide highlights all the amazing aspects, it's important to acknowledge that there might be some challenges too.
Oh, absolutely. Parents need to have realistic expectations. Even with all the support they provide, there might be some homesickness, some cultural misunderstandings, or just the general anxiety that comes with being in a new environment.
Totally. And I think it's so important for parents to talk to their kids about those potential challenges beforehand. You know, prepare them for the ups and downs that come with any new experience, especially one as immersive as this.
The guide does mention how important that pre-departure preparation is. Like learning some basic phrases, researching Chinese customs, even connecting with past participants to get their insights.
That's a great point. It's not just about packing the right clothes, it's about packing the right mindset. And that can make a world of difference in making sure everyone has a positive experience.
And you know, even with all the info we've talked about, the most important thing is making sure this program aligns with your child's personality, interests, and learning style. Some kids might do great in a structured environment, while others might prefer more independence.
Definitely. There's no one-size-fits-all. It's about finding the right fit for your child's individual needs and goals. And speaking of goals, let's talk about the long-term impact of this experience. How might a summer in Beijing influence a kid's future path?
Well, the possibilities are kind of endless. The guide mentioned some potential career paths that this program could spark. Everything from international business and diplomacy to technology and education.
They even mention the growing field of Chinese-English translation and interpretation, which is in such high demand with China's influence growing all the time.
And beyond specific careers, this experience could lead to a lifelong love of languages, a passion for travel, or just a deeper understanding of other cultures. It's all about expanding horizons and opening up new possibilities.
And who doesn't want that for their kid? Now, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to bring it back to you, the listener. We've explored this program inside and out, from the nitty-gritty details to the profound impact it can have. But ultimately, the decision is yours. We've covered so much. But as we wrap up this deep dive, what's really sticking out to you as, like, the most compelling reason to think about this program? Is it the language immersion, the chance to explore the culture, that glimpse into China's tech scene, or maybe it's a mix of all of it?
You know, for me, it's how this program really focuses on building the sense of global citizenship. Because in today's world, just knowing another language isn't really enough anymore. It's about understanding different cultures, being able to see things from different perspectives, and knowing how to bridge those differences to connect with people.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like They're giving these kids the tools and the mindset to succeed in a world that's only getting more complex and interconnected. And they're doing it in a way that's actually fun and engaging.
Exactly. It's like they've taken the classic summer camp idea and given it this awesome upgrade. They've mixed language learning, cultural experiences, and even tech exploration in a way that feels super relevant and exciting, especially for young people.
Now, the guide talks a lot about how safe Beijing is for international students, mentioning all the security measures and the supportive community. So thinking about that, what other things would be important to you when choosing a program for your kid?
That's a great question. Besides safety, it's all about finding the right program for your child's personality and what they're interested in. Maybe it's a specific type of language program, the right balance between structured learning and free time, or even just having the chance to connect with kids from different backgrounds.
Right. Maybe it's even things the guide doesn't specifically talk about, like how the program handles discipline or their approach to cultural sensitivity. Those are definitely important things to think about.
Definitely. And I really encourage parents to, like, dig a little deeper. Ask the tough questions. Think about what you really want this experience to be for your child. Talk to the program organizers. Reach out to other parents who've sent their kids to similar programs. Do your research.
It's an investment, not just financially, but in your kids' growth. And in the end, the decision is up to you.
We hope this deep dive has helped you get the information you need to make a good choice.
And even if this specific program isn't the right fit, just exploring these options is valuable. It opens up new possibilities, gets conversations going, and sparks that curiosity, which is beneficial for your child no matter what.
So keep exploring those options. Keep asking questions. Keep nurturing that sense of wonder in your kids. There are so many incredible learning experiences out there just waiting to be discovered.
Who knows? Maybe a summer in Beijing could be the thing that ignites a passion for Chinese language and culture, or inspires a future path they never even imagined.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed it.
And that's a wrap.